It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell. Well, today I want to talk to you about one letter, kind of going back to like Sesame Street. There's a letter of the show or letter of the week or whatever that was, and that letter is E. We're going to talk about the three E's and what that has to do with creating content for your social media platforms. But before I get into that, when I first started using social media, like I've said before, it was when I worked with a company called The Beer Store here in Ontario. Now, The Beer Store was a logistics and retail outlet for the big three major brewers, and we basically sold and distributed their beer. Now, one of the cool things about The Beer Store was the union that represented the full-time and part-time employees had a charity that they worked with, and that was the Leukemia Society of Canada. Now, they'd, long before The Beer Store got involved, the UFCW, the union that was representing The Beer Store, the UFCW had been raising money for the Leukemia Society for years and years and years. And as I've said, they had approached The Beer Store and came up with a concept for a bottle drive. Now, the bottle drive was ran every May. It was the American Long Weekend. So I believe that was the last weekend in May. So it worked out perfectly because that was the week after the Canadian quote-unquote May 2-4. Now, that gave people in Ontario a chance to have their long weekend. So we had our long weekend and all the empties we saved up, you could return them the following weekend to The Beer Store and donate whatever you had towards the bottle drive. And all of that money we raised went towards the Leukemia Society and their research. Now, when I got involved with that early on, I just kind of planned the weekend and I made sure I had enough volunteers, and that was all fine and dandy. But we knew we could do a lot more. We could raise a lot more money. And that's when we started planning different events that would tie into the bottle drive and a way to raise more money. Now, I came up with a concept a year or two after we started really putting our efforts together to growing the bottle drive. And I came up with a concept that I called Bikes and Beers. Now, this was modeled after a local company that ran an event called the Wine Trail Ride. Now, the local company by the name of Windsor Eats had their wine trail rides, and what they would do is they would head into Essex County with their bikes and they would bike from one winery to the next and sample wine with a food pairing. So I thought that would be a great idea to do with beer and have local Ontario craft breweries help us out where we can pair different styles of beer with different foods. Now, unfortunately, when we first started, there was no local brewery in Windsor. So I went and got a few other local breweries from around the province as close to Windsor as possible. And then I contacted Windsor Eats and they were glad to help out with this event. And they worked on getting the restaurants because they were in the food tourism industry, I guess you would call it. So they really helped out and got all the local restaurants involved. So we had all the food donated, and then I managed to get the beer donated. And then we organized a safe trip on our bikes where we could travel from restaurant to restaurant safely and enjoy the different beers and the different food pairings. And it was an amazing event. And the first year, however, though, when we first started, I had no idea what I was doing when it came to marketing and promoting an event, other than the local media that we had and the efforts that they put in. It was a very low turnout the first year, which was okay. It kind of helped us have a stepping stone in planning this event years after that. We still had a blast. We still raised a lot of money for the Leukemia Society and our bottle drive. And then each year as that went on, it got bigger and better. And then we had some local breweries involved as well. And we did this for a number of years, raising money. Each year, we promoted it a little more, and it grew to the point where they wanted to not partner with us. It was something that happened where it wasn't working for them anymore, and we parted and went our separate ways with that event, but there were still many other events we used. But the point to that whole story was we were using basically just Twitter, and this was before Facebook events and all of these things. This was just promoting and letting people know. So we had no strategy. We had no concept of what type of content and how to launch an event like that. Now, fast forward many years later when I've started Rustech, that's where I really learned how to create the kind of content that my audience wants to see. And not only for myself, but for my clients, creating the content that each client, each of their audiences want to see from them and what works. Now, the three biggest things is the three E's. So when you're creating content, you want to use these three E's in most of your content, all of your content, at least one or two of them. Now, the three E's are educate, entertain, and engage. And what I mean by that, so you want to have content that is educational. You want to talk to your audience, and you really want to show your audience that you're the expert in your field. So you want to educate them and provide as much value as possible. And there's a number of ways you can do that. This podcast here is a way of educating all of you. So this is educating my audience. I do the same thing with my blogs. So when I take this type of content, I also use that on my social media platforms. So I can kind of tease it a little bit. So I get my audience to listen to this podcast or read my blog, and that's a way of educating you. Now, there's so many other ways that you can educate your audience, but as long as you're providing value in the content you create, that'll go a long way with your audience. Now, the other part, the other step, the next step to that is entertaining. Now, if you put just facts and numbers and educated your audience, I mean, some people really like the facts and the data and the education side of things, but if you're not entertaining, you're eventually going to lose some of that audience. You want to keep things upbeat, fun, and entertaining. Now, think back to one of your favorite shows. Like, for example, I'm currently watching WandaVision. Now, that show is very entertaining. Not that it's educational because it's a fictional comic book world, but if there was no drama in that, there was no humor in that, and it was just two comic characters sitting on the couch, and then you found out they had powers and that was the end of it, well, it would be a pretty boring show. Adding the drama into that, adding the story to it, having the plot, seeing where the character finds a guide and the internal and external struggles that they have. So that whole thing, it builds that story and it's very entertaining. And you could do that in your content as well. I mean, not build out a full comic book type TV show, but as long as you're entertaining with your audience, as long as you throw some humor in there and make your audience laugh, that will also go a long way. Now, if you can educate them and entertain them at the same time, that's even better. Now, the next step to this is the last E, that is engage. Now, with your audience, if you simply just put the content out and leave it there, it's going to fall flat. You will have some people see it, but if you're not asking a question and getting them to engage with you, they're not going to engage. Your Facebook feed, your Twitter feed, your Instagram feed, whatever the case may be, is flooded with all kinds of your friends, your family, marketers, ads, all the businesses, everything that you follow. You have to really want to engage with a business's page or their ads. So the easier you make it for your audience to engage with you, the better. And then on top of that, you also want to reply back to all of these comments and really start building that relationship. Now, when you're creating content, there's a number of ways you can do that to be engaging with your audience. One of the best ways to do is to ask your audience a question. Something simple as, what kind of content would you like to see going forward? Or if it's a post, something that you want to lighten the tone up a little bit. Hey, it's a Monday morning and we all need our coffee. How do you take your coffee? Do you take your coffee black, or do you take it with lots of sugar and lots of milk or creamer or whatever the case may be? Or do you like something from Starbucks that I have no idea what it is and can't pronounce anything that's on the board at Starbucks? I'm a very simple coffee guy. But as long as you're engaging and you are asking them questions and tying that in and make it relatable to your business, that will go a long way. So that's really what I wanted to talk about today, was just the three E's. Make sure your content, you're educating your audience. Make sure you're entertaining your audience with your content, and make sure you're engaging. Doing that will go a long, long way for your business. Now, the one really cool thing before we finish today, before I stop this podcast, is I've had my social media bundle out there for a while. And every time I get somebody going through that funnel, I always think about taking it down. I haven't taken it down yet because people are still taking me up on that offer, and I just don't want to stop it just yet. Not until I get the next step, the next phase of the business going, when I really step it up and start educating my audience. Now, I will be taking this down, but actually this week I'm kind of tweaking it a little bit and I'm adding an extra bonus to it. So right off the hop, I'm going to give you the 30 days of content absolutely free. That's the first thing. So in that 30 days of content, I take all of the stuff that we just talked about today, and I'm giving you that for free, and I'm laying it out. So for 30 days, you have 30 days worth of content that you can use for your business. Now, you can tweak it to whatever way you want to make it work for your business, but that's something for you to start with. Now, the next step in that process, I have all of the content calendars that I use on a daily basis. So you can take that content and plan that content out with the content calendars. Now, the added bonus now, I have just updated the content calendars to make them work even better for you. And the cool thing is, I'm going to add a small little training into that content calendar bundle. So I actually take you step by step and show you how to use these content calendars and how to put that content that you've just downloaded, how to take that, put it into the content calendar and really make it work for your business. So if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, there you go. That 30 days of content is yours. It'll also be in the description of this podcast, as well as you can get that on my website at rustechmedia.com, and you can get that in the social media posts that I talk about this podcast on as well. So remember, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, and that 30 days of content is yours absolutely free. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Hopefully it kind of helped you out while you were creating that content and you don't go through the struggles that I went through for a number of years while I was with the beer store and running the events for the bottle drive. this gives you that head start that I didn't have back then. So hopefully you enjoyed this. Hopefully this podcast was entertaining and educational, and I can't wait to engage with you on the other side of this podcast. So thanks again for listening, and we'll chat with you again next week. Are you ready to take action in your business? When I started Rustech, one of the things I struggled with, and one thing I see a lot of entrepreneurs struggling with, is coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but coming up with content consistently. That's why we put together the 30 days of content, and we're giving that away completely free. What that is it's an ebook that has everything you need to come up with content for the next 30 days. Not only for the next 30 days, but you can use that content over and over and over again. So head to info.rustechmedia.com/30 days of content and get your free copy today.